Now it's time for Hudson River Stories. Each week we're joined by Henry the Hudson Whale. His name is spelled with an I, not a Y. He's not related to that other Henry Hudson guy. Each week Henry helps us learn all about what happened the past week in the Hudson River. The Stevens Institute reports temperatures this week in the Hudson River at Skodek Island were between 77 and 80 degrees, slightly warmer than last week. The BBC reports that a London woman will attempt to ride a stand-up paddleboard the length of the Hudson River this week, collecting water samples to test for microplastic levels as she goes. Lizzie Carr, an environmentalist from England, said she picked the United States because this country is, quote, one of the world's biggest consumers of single-use plastic, unquote. The 170-mile trip down the Hudson River should take 8 days and started September 6th. Carr previously was the first person to paddleboard the length of England by herself in 2016. Quote, this is a man-made problem, she said, of all the plastic thrown away in the world. Quote, 80% of marine debris starts from inland sources, including rivers like the Hudson, before it eventually flows out to the ocean. I want my journey along the Hudson to motivate people to take action, so together we can make a real difference to resolve the global problem of plastics choking out seas, unquote. Read the full story at the BBC website. Bill Williams is reporting for WCTW The Cat that a sailboat with one man aboard capsized on the Hudson River between Tivoli and Saugerty September 2nd, just before 12:30 p.m. Firefighters from both sides of the river responded and rescued the man. According to a post on the Tivoli Fire Department Facebook page, quote, our boat was in the water within 10 minutes of dispatch, and we were able to make a quick recovery and bring him safely to shore. Thank you to Ulster County Sheriff, Columbia County Sheriff, Saugerty's Fire Department, and NDP Emergency Medical Services for their assistance. Sarah Trafton at Columbia Green Media reports that several large cooling towers weighing over 1 million pounds made their way down the Hudson River September 4th, headed to Bridgeport, Connecticut. The towers, headed to a PSEG power plant there, left the port of Coymans and slowly passed Hudson and Catskill, traveling at 6.5 knots. For Carver Companies in Coymans, it is the fifth trip down the river for cooling towers produced at the Albany County port. Port of Coymans can produce such large items because it has so much room for assembly and shipment. Quote, we have 400 acres for laydown and deep water docks to unload heavy cargo, and we're accustomed to making heavy things, unquote, Carver Company's project manager Josh Kowalski said. Read the full story at HudsonValley360.com. William J. Kemble is reporting for the Daily Freeman that the State Department of Environmental Conservation, September 5th, issued the Hudson River Comprehensive Restoration Plan. The stated intention of the plan is to encourage municipalities, state organizations, and environmental groups to work together toward a common goal. Department officials said the 84-page document will serve as a resource for information about all river-related projects. Quote, the Hudson River Comprehensive Plan is the first attempt to benchmark restoration progress to date in the Hudson and set long-term goals for its future, unquote, the plan says. The report includes the work of 25 nonprofit groups, 13 state agencies, 7 academic programs, 42 municipalities, and 8 private companies. Scenic Hudson's Science, Climate, and Stewardship Director, Neva Tabak, said the report is unique in how widely it explores issues such as habitat damage, threats to population centers, problems stemming from human activities, and matters that arise from broader environmental concerns. Tabak said the report complements other initiatives undertaken by the state, but will need to be updated as new impacts on the Hudson River take shape. Read the full story in the Daily Freeman. This has been Hudson River Stories. Tune in again next week for more Tales of the Hudson River with our friend Henry the Hudson Whale.